I was having an attack of sadness, but now I'm ready to face the world again. That's a pretty common thought for me. It creeps into my self-talk from time to time. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, is it? Sadness, I think, can be a healthy emotion, so long as it doesn't grow into depression. I liken it to walking around a hole. Walking around a hole, in a circle, looking into the dark abyss. But staying far enough away from the depth and the darkness of that hole so I don't risk getting sucked into the vortex. I think that's part of why I love cognitive therapies, to help me maintain better mental health. I've learned how to turn the vortex to the cortex. That could be a song. Cognitive therapy targets the cortex, the thinking brain, reshaping how information is processed. Cognition sounds complicated, but it's just thought. Cognitive therapies can help you train your brain and change your thinking patterns. We have a saying in recovery circles, if you want to be depressed, get yourself a past. If you want to have anxiety, get yourself a future. Cognitive therapies have helped me to decrease that tendency to ruminate. It's also helped me alleviate depression and anxiety, and it's helped me stay focused on the present. I've trained my brain to develop different thinking circuits that bring me better results and help me maintain better mental health. Repeated experiences shape our brain. What you practice grows stronger. The neuroplasticity of the brain makes it possible to sculpt and strengthen our synaptic connections with repeated practice. Practice patience, persistence. When we can use cognitive therapies together with mindfulness techniques, we can learn to pay attention in the present moment with kindness and non-judgment. We learn to use moment-by-moment mindfulness to exert persistent and consistent efforts. Eckhart Tolle, in The Power of Now, talks about the process of transmutation. The pain becomes the fuel for the flame of your consciousness, which then burns more brightly as a result. We can turn suffering into consciousness, where the split within heals and we can become whole again. Tolle says, focus your attention on the feeling inside you. Accept that it is there. Don't let the feeling turn into thinking. Don't assess, judge, or analyze. And don't make an identity for yourself out of it. Stay present and continue being the observer of what is happening inside you. The one who observes, the silent watcher. It's the power of your own conscience, your own conscious presence. Mindfulness practice can help you connect with the power of your own conscious presence. Mindfulness is simply being in the present moment without judgment. And it's a difficult thing to do for most of us. We've become human doings instead of human beings. We seem to be hardwired to assess, judge, evaluate at all times. It can be exhausting. So at least once a day, take some time for yourself. Take some time to stay present with your breath. Shift attention to your heart center. Place your hand over your heart. Slow your breathing to 5 seconds in and 5 seconds out. As you breathe, feel the feelings of appreciation, gratitude, compassion. And if you would like some help to build better habits and foster better mental health, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line at info@redroofrecovery.com. Let's connect and start your journey together. May the force be with you, and remember, you are the force.